At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Let's get right to it. I'm not going to fuck around, you know, with like, I think I'll just tease it and not talk about it. Free beers, wife's, stepdad slash uncle, which sounds so fucked up, jumped on to my Facebook post to beat me up or make some type of snide comment about my being pals with Coleman Lutz. The background is, at one point in time, Coleman Lutz was married to Greg's current wife. These two millennials. They broke up. They got divorced. They had 3 kids together. I mean, a little bit more background. She had a son from another dude. Coleman and her got married. Coleman adopted that little fella. He's a great kid. And they had 2 more. Did not work out. Kayla finds Greg, and the rest is history. Kayla's mom and dad, they got divorced before Greg. The mom then marries ex-husband's brother. This guy. That would be Rod. That is Rod Weber. The term has been used, studuncle, or what else could we refer to this as? Stunkle? Stunkle Rod. I mean, seriously, if your mom marries your dad's brother, how do you handle that? I mean, like, if you're the mom, how do you break the news to the fam? Tophus says it's inbreeding. No, it's not. It's not inbreeding, but it definitely it goes against the grain for some type of code. Now, from what I'm understanding, these people's point of origin is a community known as Door, where hillbilly shit is rampant. So anyway, Rod must have seen some of my posts on Facebook where I have been just crucifying Greg and Kayla for one of the douchiest maneuvers that has ever existed on the planet. For trying to be America's favorite couple. By the way, I reached out to Coleman. I go, dude, you got to join me on the phone this morning. We got to talk about the step uncle disaster. He says, LOL, I can't. No problem, period. I'm skewering this fuck face right now. I don't need him. I just wanted him for a little insight to break it up. I love getting Coleman on. As the years have gone on, the clandestine message I got from somebody in this these scumbags camp said, stop talking to Coleman. Like I'm going to do that. What the fuck is wrong with you? So it should be of no surprise to anyone that this guy would throw himself into the mix. Now, when you come into my house, if you come onto my page and start talking shit, this is a huge mistake by Rod Weber. A huge mistake. One that if I'm Kayla, I'm calling up her step uncle and saying, what the fuck is wrong with you? Don't you know that this is what he fucking wants? But this is an old man. And it's an old man and he's from fucking Door. So you know the elevator, probably doesn't go all the way to the top. This isn't the sharpest pencil in the box. But if I'm Kayla, I'm like, you asshole. God, I should have never let my mom marry my uncle. You're such a dipshit. The fuck is wrong with you? You played right into his fucking hand. Look, I've said this before, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, my talent and my content is undeniable. People love what I do, and they know that I do it well. I mean, look at the proof is in the pudding. There's 36 fucking people watching this live. I mean, that right there tells you. Anyway. Yeah, I don't need help. I don't need help in doing what I do. You know, today was probably going to be more of a recovery day on this show. You know, considering the aggressive nature of yesterday's show, I mean, I don't know if I can just do that every single day. I was hoping for a bit of a recovery day. But late last night, Rod reaches out and he contributes to my post where I was ripping America's Next Favorite Couple a new asshole. Coleman says, haha, send me a screenshot. I'm not sending you a fucking screenshot, you dipshit. It's here in perpetuity after I post it. So I got a notification from Rod Weber, and that is Kayla's maiden name. So that Rod Weber, the brother of Kayla's dad, in case you're just getting in here, married to Kayla's mom. Her uncle is married to her mom. I have so many questions. Like this guy alone, that arrangement, that whole marriage arrangement, not even considering Greg and Kayla, requires time to be discussed. I have been so, since Coleman revealed to me last year that this marital arrangement took place, I've been so intrigued about all of this. Murder Lover Linda says, do we know if the brothers still speak? I don't think they do. And if they do, it's intensely cold. Coleman revealed to me that there was a lot of strategy around Christmas to visit these people. Like, because Rod and Kayla's mom and then Kayla's actual dad and the visiting people. And it was real weird, according to Coleman. And I feel so thankful that I have established a friendship with Coleman and his hag mother, who I say that with affection. That all stems from the first time I talked about her. And I was talking about this is a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago. I said, oh yeah, this guy Coleman, his mom's kind of a hag. And then I shit you not, I was at a party for my daughter. I think it was a birthday party or some shit. And I see that Coleman's mom signed up for fucking Patreon. I was like, oh, no. Because it was on Patreon that I talked about it. And that's like, you know, you've got a bit of protection there. because you're behind the paywall. So you have a false sense of security about the shit you say, which is ridiculous because anybody can sign up for fucking free and listen to what the fuck that you that you say. And so then I see that Coleman's wife, Sherry Lutz, signs up. I'm like, oh, no, she's going to hear that I called her a goddamn hag. And yeah, she's like, you asshole. So then I realized that I was like attracted to her. The next interaction I had with her was when I called fucking idiot Coleman because I was at an event and I thought that his ex-wife Kayla was there. And it was for people in the insurance industry. And I go, hey, dude, does she have a hand in like selling insurance? And he was confused. And I go, because I think there's someone here that looks just like her. And I need to know this because if that's the case, she's going to kick my ass. I mean, I'm stuck here for the next 3 hours hosting this thing. And she's going to stick her fucking high heel right up my ass. And I need to be my head on a swivel because I'm going to throw a shot glass right into her fucking teeth if she comes near me. And he's confused. And I don't know it, but I'm on speakerphone. And the goddamn kids are in the back seat. And his mom is in the passenger seat. But that fucking moron hasn't told me I'm on speakerphone. So then I said the line, I don't think it's her. Because I don't think she's got this big of titties. Or something about her titties. Yeah, it doesn't look like her titties, though. And then I hear, you asshole! And it's his hag mom. I go, whose fuck was that? Ask my mom. I go, God damn it, Coleman, you got to tell me that shit. And he's just laughing his ass off. I go, who else is with you? Ah, that's the kids. I go, you fuck. You can't be talking about the kids' mom's titties in front of the fucking kids. You stupid bastard. Tyler says, good thing you didn't say something like, man, I saw a pic of your mom on Facebook and she's got a great set of little piggies. Yeah, okay. That's a reference to me being into feet. I love feet. I remember one time I was at the radio station and I was like, I used to do a lot of stretching after like, because I was way into like exercise and shit. And Hot Wings had his shoes off. Shoes and socks off. And I was at like ground level doing like upward dog or something. And I'm looking at his foot and I go, you have the most dainty looking feet. Because his feet are very thin. He has narrow feet. I go, you have attractive looking feet. And I made him feel so uncomfortable with that crack. Tophus, who is a troublemaker, has taken it upon himself to get involved. He has posted on this poor old bastard's page because apparently the old guy was talking about a hot date with his wife and Coleman or Tophus wrote, best date with your brother's ex-wife. Now he's gonna think that I made you do that, you asshole. Look, it's bad enough for this guy that he comes to my page, which I'll show you in a second, and posts. Don't make this worse. Jeremy says, did you like the picture I sent you over the weekend, EZ, from some very dirty little piggies? Yeah, By the way, plan on me being all over the place on this show today. I am so fired up. I'm glad you reminded me of that because that's a perfect opportunity to tangent out on yet another topic. Where is it? don't even know where I had it, and then I lost it. Anyway, he sent a picture of his fucking feet. He's got cute little dude feet. They're a little porky, and that's understandable. Jeremy has his feet are still a little porky from the abuse that he put his body through when he was morbidly obese. But now that he's dropped a ton of weight, that's actually a good thing. And then, of course, he also sent Rebecca's feet as well, and those were absolutely fantastic. Beautiful feet. Perfect. And dirty. Goddamn, they were so dirty. I wasn't really physically attracted to Jeremy's dirty feet. A, I'm 91% heterosexual, so that's not enough to make me actually attracted to them. On the Kinsey scale, I just have a slight degree of gay. But Rebecca's just got beautiful lady feet. I just started broadcasting the first 15 minutes of the show, not on Facebook, not on YouTube, but it is now. And so I'm hoping that I get as many people as possible who are watching this show to talk about my growing feud with Greg's wife's step uncle, Rod. And I hope to one day be able to have a type of relationship with Kayla where I can ask questions like, take me through what it's like having a step uncle. Your mom is married to your dad's brother. Your mom was married to your dad. It didn't work out. So your mom then married your dad's brother. Take me through that dynamic. Tell me how your mother expertly navigated those waters to be able to have some semblance of a family. Tell me what family reunions are like. Tell me what it's like witnessing these two together when they're in the same room. There's a lot there that needs to be discovered. And I think that you owe it to the community, frankly, to be, because that's a unique thing. I mean, you and the Gregster want to be known as America's favorite couple. And that's all well and good. But I think what you should also be known for is the fact that your mom is married to your uncle. I think it's my duty, if you're not going to talk about it, to tell the world about how your mom is married to your father's brother. Cole says that's how you end up with cousin brothers, right? Like Justin. Yeah, I don't know. It all makes my head hurt. I don't know how that works. I guess if there was a point in time that her step uncle and her mom had a baby, then I guess you're right. If it was like a boy, it would be a cousin brother, a cousin half brother. And interestingly, that is something that had been referenced many times during the Justin era. So don't think for a second that our old pal Freebear hasn't noticed the irony of that, of him laughing in the face of Justin about having a cousin brother. And, you know, he's that close to being part of this with his wife possibly having a cousin brother. Why am I talking about this? If you're just joining, this sweet gentleman, Rod Weber, joined my Facebook fight, my Facebook page. This is how it unfolded. Now, this stemmed from my original post that I put online yesterday when I announced, what the fuck? Thank you for this gift. Easy breaks this down on the Wednesday July 9 podcast. And it's the America's Favorite Couple thing. And all the nonsense that I usually do. And then the thing takes off. But then last night, at about 10 p.m., I wrote to Nick. First of all, Nick said, I can't get on board with that. She didn't do anything to taking it. Okay, all right, whatever. And I mentioned Coleman. And then Rod comes in. He says, and he's got to work on his post because there's no punctuation or anything like that. So it's kind of hard to follow along. But he says he joins the fray with, you are friends with Coleman. You have to be the greatest person. How do you get to that level? I've dreamed of that for years. So he posts that. And right away I respond with, ladies and gentlemen, the step uncle has entered the fray. I then went ahead and texted that all to Coleman. Hang on. Dude. Step uncle is in my comments. He wrote, oh my God, ha 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 ha. And then he starts feeding me lines to say. But before I started to incorporate Coleman's lines, I took my first real shot. I said, can you tell everybody about how you married your brother's ex-wife? That might be the most hillbilly thing I have ever heard in my life. Now, you see these smiley faces here? Rod laughed. So he's laughing at the step uncle entering the fray, and he's laughing at... That might be this guy. I think I could be pals with this guy. He might actually think this is cool. Coleman writes, easy. Tell him that you can't understand him until he takes his dentures out. So, sure enough, I write, Rod, it's better that you are typing. Though, I've heard through the grapevine that you are impossible to understand unless you take your dentures out. He laughs again. I'm like, this guy's Teflon. Coleman says he really has a full set of dentures. And I wrote to Coleman, how the fuck does someone lose all their teeth? Did he have them all pulled because they were fucked up? He said, yeah. And Coleman, yeah, they were just hanging out. His wife worked for a dentist. Then he asks, did he randomly comment on your post or did you tag him? And I said, he randomly commented on it, like out of the blue about an hour ago. Coleman says, perfect. I wrote, Kayla's going to be so pissed. He says, this is awesome. I might have to get Facebook again. I guess he's one of those people that gets off Facebook. And I get... Coleman then took the screenshot that I sent him and he sent it to this to step uncle's son. So that would be Kayla's step cousin brother. I said, are you friends with his son? Coleman says, we were best friends. Then when I was going through my divorce, he ghosted me. I never heard a word from him. Later on, I went to bed. I wake up. I see, dude, do a follow-up comment for him saying since, because he made a comment, if you notice, how do you get to that level? I've dreamed of that for years. Make a follow-up comment. He has dreamed of that for years. How many years did he dream of marrying? How many years did you dream of marrying your brother's wife? LOL. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. So sure enough, today, 45 minutes ago, did you also dream of marrying your brother's wife for years? So basically, Coleman's firing off these jabs. He's feeding me fucking kerosene jokes. And I'm throwing them up there to respond to this nitwit. What? Ladies and gentlemen, I give this guy full credit. He is in the chat, as far as I can tell. Uncle Stepdad is in the chat. He says, don't be hating on my love life. Now, I have no way to tell if that is really Step Uncle Rod. But let me tell you something, if you are. You're a goddamn legend. All right? I don't even have the energy, nor would I disrespect.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
A person who's got the goddamn stones to marry his brother's fucking wife. Now, look, I don't care about what's going on. I mean, let me just tell you, your wife, if this is you, your stepdaughter's husband is a fucking my biggest adversary. And you probably are like, yeah, I can see why. Linda says, easy, don't get ahead of yourself. Are we sure it's not like somebody with a fake name? Who knows? Who knows? I would need some type of two-level authentication, you know? I would need Step Uncle Rod to reach out to EZ through Messenger or some other means, perhaps even just tagging the post. Like if Step Uncle Rod went back to this right here and added, hey, that was me on your Twitch, then we know. Then we absolutely know. So if I can get that confirmation there, adding to the post, then like, yeah, because I'll tell you right now, if that is, and he's got the stones to step up, then I'm all about that. I that's a new level of respect if that is the case, and I have no problem with that. I would have so many questions. Can you imagine if he was having fun with this and we became like pals, the glory that I would be in being pals with the step uncle? I would do everything in my power to treat you with the utmost respect if that were the case. But I don't suspect it. I totally think it's what Linda said. But that would be a great thing to dream about. And if this is what I think it is, what it probably is, that's another reason. Well, I'll just leave it at that. I should probably not get ahead of myself. That's a great advice, Linda. I'll stick with the facts. The fact of the matter is, the exchange I had yesterday with Step Uncle Rod is absolutely legendary, and I'm ecstatic that we are at that point in time. Kayla is going to light a fire under Step Uncle. All right. And then there is this. I have today planned on a Big Fraud Thursday, a deep dive on how it sounded on the air on the Freebird Outwing show when they broke all this shit down about being America's next top couple. Let me just describe to you in setting the table. The way it unfolded on the air was, the way it was presented has me think that Greg said to Steve, all right, it's time to unveil this. This is what I'm trying to do. Kayla and I We want to be douchebags, and we're running for America's top couple. I love this more than anything, and I want you to bring it up like on the air. All right. I want you to present it because it would be weird if I presented it. Now, it might be for him, but if it were me, like if it was actually me on that show and I was trying to get down, I would be running to the airwaves saying, "You won't believe what we are doing. I am so excited about this." And you know, I would dive in. But Greg does it in this weird way where he tries to act like he has no idea what's going on. And boy, does it lay flat. Because if you, and I'll break it down with you on today's show on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane, 7 days free, is you go ahead and as you listen to it, first he's acting like, you know, he doesn't know what's going on. And then the next thing you know, he's blurting shit out, interrupting Steve about how to vote. Then his story gets all weird about the prize money. He talks about how, yeah, we're trying to win some money to send the kids to college. And then there's confusion about that. And then he lied, and then he blames it on Kayla, and then Kayla calls him out. And then that gets even more weird. The whole thing was fucked up. God damn. In fact, let's kind of like start to unpack it bit by bit. Clip number one. Oh, I'm so not prepared for this. Hang on, give me a second. Clip number one of these clips. Excuse me. Freebeer reveals the contest, but he makes it seem like someone entered Kayla and him in the contest with this comment right here.
We've been entered into this contest, me and my wife, and we are in the running for America's favorite couple.
Steve had asked something about it, and then this is how Greg responded.
We've been entered into this contest, me and my wife, and we are in the running for America's favorite couple.
Okay, so now, if you heard that and you didn't know anything, what does that sound like to you? We've been entered into this contest.
We've been entered into this contest, me and my wife, and we are in the running for America's favorite couple.
By the way, it's my wife and I, moron. Okay, so there's that. Steve, to his credit, right away calls bullshit on that.
What do you mean you've been entered?
I believe my wife entered us.
Okay, even that.
I believe my wife entered us.
You can't say, I believe my wife entered us when you watched her enter the contest. You're well aware of this, but he's such a pussy about getting into this goddamn story that he words it this way.
What do you mean you've been entered?
I believe my wife entered us.
Okay. So already being a total douchebag, Freebeer, realizing that there's no way out of this, starts to be a little more honest for now.
When I say I believe, I know for a fact she did.
Okay. So now, all right. Now it's, so what started as we've been entered.
We've been entered into this contest, me and my wife, and we are in the running for America's favorite couple. When I say I believe, I know for a fact she did.
Wouldn't that have been easier? By the way, I learned that these contests are, there's a billion of these. There's America's favorite dog. There's America's favorite cat. And what they do upon doing some research is they go ahead and they attach a charity to it. And somewhere in the fine print, it will say that a portion of the proceeds go to these two. This is as flimsy as it gets. The real key is buying the votes. Okay, you get the one free, but you buy the votes for whoever your stars are. In this case, these two lovebirds. And then like 99.999 cents of every dollar goes in somebody's pocket, and some goes to these charities, and the winner of this gets $20,000. The key is the words "in their group," because when they win this group, there's probably like 10 people or whatever, they go on to the, you know, it's like win in advance. It's like March Madness. And this goes on and on and on with people supporting this goddamn grift. That is what these two clowns have gotten behind. Furthermore, it's important to note, and I don't want to reveal it all, but when we talk about this on the Patreon, you will hear what started as Greg sheepishly kind of putting his toe in the water. He's actually very, very energized about this whole goddamn thing, and so excited that he starts blurting shit out about how to vote and how to do this. And he knows it all right? He wants to win this goddamn thing. This is the same goof who gets really wound up about shit like this. See, Greg's big thing is all about clout, all right? Like, they started giving away affiliate stations for free. Like, if you bought a radio station, like if Joe Gassman buys a radio station with PPP funds from SBA loans, and he wants to put Freebird and Hot Wings show on, he can put it on for fucking free. All he has to do is give them like 3 minutes an hour of advertising, and it's a trade. It's a barter. And Greg loves that because he likes to say, oh boy, I'm on this buddy radio station. That's a clout thing. He's a clout chaser. He loves that shit. Meanwhile, I was always like, wait a minute. We used to get like 70, 80 grr a station, and now we get nothing. We used to get ads, three an hour, and cash. You had to pay for the goddamn content. When Peter got in there, that all went out the window. So, but Greg loves that shit. He would rather be able to say yes about 50 radio stations than actually earn money. And then if you think about his whole nonsense about getting that brick at GLC Live at 20 Monroe, that's the type of shit he loves. So make no mistake, he really wants to win this. So don't buy any of his bullshit when he's acting like he didn't have any fucking thing to do with this.
We've been entered into this contest, me and my wife, and we are in the running for America's favorite couple.
And that will be revealed with painstaking detail in today's Patreon. When we do Who Are These Freebeers tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern, you must sign up at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for fucking free. I don't give a shit. 7 days free. You got to hear this because how he's so poor at this that he cannot contain his excitement about it. And he starts like stumping. He starts like explaining how to vote. He knows all this shit. Yet he tries to make Steve seem like he is exposing it when that's not the case at all. Greg tipped him off. Now we talk about it. Now we present it on the air. I really want to win this goddamn thing. It's so bad. Holy shit. I find this to be damning, really, because learning how much of a grift that these goddamn contests are and how they shroud themselves as a charity in order to steal your money and under the guise of a charity. And that's really, really bad. I think that the only thing that could possibly be positive would be they finally beat him into submission and to understanding that it's a horrible look to steal this money on your own, to give it to a charity. But even that they fuck up because they're giving it to their own charity, which, I mean, I don't know about you, but I've seen how this show operates from an administrative level. And if I knew how an organization was run on an administrative level in such an inept way that this one is, I'd be like, oh, boy, steer clear. No thanks. I'd be very leery of that. Fuck. You know who's running the goddamn thing? Well, Greg's the chair of it. But you know who else is running? Fucking Bennercrombie's on the goddamn board. A fucking college bro is running the fucking ship. What? I think we need to tip off charitywatch.org about our friends over at Idiots for Underdogs. Say, hey, can you keep an eye on this group? Because they don't know whether they're coming or going when it comes to their day-to-day operations. And when it comes to, like, the shit that they talk about on the air. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I think we need to look at this with a very strong bit of scrutiny, if you will. Rebecca says they should give it to Kids Food Basket, which they are having a fundraiser for. Now, that's a great charity. Now, that's what they should do. I think that this whole Idiots for Underdogs thing, I don't know, man. I would disband the whole thing based on who's on the board. These dipshits. Fuck me. Jeremy says, let's not forget that they didn't mention that Idiots for Underdogs is his charity that he's on the board for. How noble of him to donate to his own charity so he can write off and a bonus. Yeah, I can't say that for sure. I don't know. I don't know the specifics of what you speak of. Maybe you know something that I don't know. But that can't be stated as fact for fear of some negative, a type of response from them towards me. Sniffles for Underdogs. Tyler says Greg would spare no expense so that he can constantly say, we're America's favorite couple on the air. All right. See, I got a lot more that I want to get to about this, but I'm kind of, my brain is fucking cooked. Oh my God. So I've talked about this before. It serves them no good to mention me in any way, shape, or form. And they will again. Occasionally they get frustrated with the amazing honesty and the awesome wit and intelligence that I display on a daily goddamn basis. And they will fire off a sideways little love tap, which means nothing. They're extremely outgunned when it comes to what they can do and what I can do. You know, sideways love tap that only I can barely pick up means nothing. All you do is pump wind into my sails when you mention me. I actually sit up taller in my chair, which I love saying that statement, I know, but it's true. When I am given the validation of getting under their skin. Plus, it's fun. That's one of the biggest reasons why I do this. Not to mention that this is a for-profit show, and I benefit in dollars and cents. And that's how I make my living. But it's fucking fun to sit there and call them out on their bullshit. The other thing is the Segment 18 page. Now, you have a quiet bunch of people on that page who hate getting beat up when they support me in any way, shape, or form. So they have to be careful. I get that. But, you know, you've got the LARPer contingency. When I was on the air, make no mistake, half the audience loved me, half the audience hated me. But 100% of them, I got a reaction out of them. It was either fuck yes or fuck you. And it's like, well, that's what I'm shooting for. Thank you. I appreciate that. The difference in podcasting is it's harder to get the fuck you type. I want the hate listeners just like I wanted them when I was on GRD, but it's a little bit of a different animal because they have to seek you out. It's a leaned in audience. You know, they would rather listen to the bullshit on that show than they would here. But I still get them from time to time. people who hate listen. And that's actually been increasing quite a bit lately. But the remarkableness is that you get that LARPer contingency, the neckbeards, Pokemon Go enthusiasts, morbidly obese people on the Segment 18 page. They love to attack me, but they, and they're, it's an echo chamber, which is fine. I don't mind. But I've said it many, many times. You people that talk about me, that is such a foolish thing. Ryan wrote on their page, look, hey, we got to vote for our favorite couple, which you would expect that. And then right away, I attacked. Jason says, and of course, Zane has already started bashing this. And then the usual talking point of pretty sad. He has to use a job he was fired from just to stay relevant. Well, look, yeah, I mean, this sure is fun. I'll say that. It makes my job very easy. I'll give you that. Nick writes, who is an all-star contributor on their page, you are just giving him ammo. He has said time and time again that it's a win anytime he gets talked about. What I don't understand is how you haven't figured out he is playing the same character as he has always played. Now it's just against FBHW instead of with them. Now, I made a crack, which I thought was a goddamn killer joke. And I said that Greg's wife looks like me with a wig. And I think it's perfect because her nose is bigger than mine. When she's looking straight at the camera, I will say she has a pretty high level of attractiveness. But it all goes out the window when she turns sideways. All right? Now, Greg paid off her student loans. He needs to invest in rhinoplasty. It's a fucked up nose, and there's no getting by that. I mean, it's a horrible nose. Jesus fuck. So that's a great comment with, I mean, unfortunately, he's kind of right. She does kind of look like Easy in a wig. Now, this one kind of bothered me. Timmy DeShano. Now, he wrote, who's Zane? Now, for a little bit of background, a couple years ago, he reached out to me, and he said it was one of those. And I don't really engage these as much as I used to, but sometimes people will reach out to me and say, oh my God, I'm dying. I'm an alcoholic. Please help me. And he bought a cameo. And so he was like 5 days into sobriety or something like that. And I encouraged him, you know, whatever, offer some words of encouragement about that you would expect to hear from me, who I am one of the greatest recovering alcoholics that has ever walked the face of the earth. There is no one better at staying sober than me. All right. I have not met anybody who is so good at this. And it's 100% true. In June of 96, I said, fuck this shit. I'm going to fuck my life up. My wife's threatening to leave me. All right, fine. Thank God she did that. Rock bottom moment. Never touch another drop. As usual, I dominate. So then I start getting idiots who are too soft to do it on their own like I did, asking me how to do it. So now I'm not going to do that. I'm also not going to be a goddamn sponsor. I tried to do that several times with various losers who are too shitty and dumb to understand how the whole process works, so fuck them. And various failures in that regard. I go, you know what? God damn it, I hate failing. If you're not going to do this right and attend 60 meetings in 30 days, fuck you. So this stupid ass finally, apparently, got his act in gear. And that's him with fucking producer Joe. That tells you something. Anyway, but he's one of these stupid bastards who, after every day he's sober, he posts about it. And right away, my red flags are going up. I was like, oh, boy. Yeah, dude, shut up. Okay? Talk to me when you've got 10 years in. You're setting yourself up. Every day is a new goddamn day. And so, you know, for him, this stupid piece of shit, after his most recent bit of, oh, I'm 5 days in, I was like, all right, well, I support you, but you might want to just fucking worry about today. I wrote to him this because he's like, Zane who? Never heard of him. I wrote, yeah, I'm the guy who tried to encourage you to save your own life by quitting drinking. How's that going? Now, I suspect he's drunk again because he hasn't responded. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.